$3 million bond set for a man accused in the shooting deaths of two women in Canton. 46-year-old Daryl Washington was arraigned Friday in municipal court on aggravated murder and aggravated arson charges. A status conference is slated for Tuesday. Police say Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager were found shot Sunday inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton is charged with aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice charges. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton remains at large, facing the same charges. A woman has been sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for the murder of a Canton man. 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry of Louisville pleaded guilty Monday in common pleas court to murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. Judge Taryn Heath handed down the sentence. 54-year-old Jerry Morris was found dead in Akron in August 2025, but police say was beaten to death in Canton. Lowry's 70-year-old mother, Dorothy Lowry of Canton, is undergoing treatment at Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon. She's pleaded not guilty. A Starr County judge sentenced a man to 6 to 9 years in prison for an attack on a 63-year-old man. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett issued the punishment to 20-year-old Johnny Range of Canton after he pleaded guilty Thursday to a felonious assault charge. He was given credit for 54 days served. Police say Range assaulted the victim June 18th near Walnut Avenue and 9th Street Northeast. Range was originally charged with attempted murder. A judge has set $100,000 bond for a Columbus-area man accused of assaulting three people in Plain Township. 56-year-old Stephen Looney of Etna allegedly backed a vehicle into a woman in an apartment complex on Bear Circle Northeast August 1st, causing visible injuries that required treatment at Mercy Hospital. Looney also accused of hitting a man in the head with a metal workout bar and pushing his girlfriend to the ground. Looney waived a preliminary hearing Thursday. His case was bound over to the grand jury. Faces charges of felonious assault and domestic violence. Court records show a Canton woman and a Strongsville man each faced charges in connection with alleged break-ins at more than a dozen properties. 22-year-old Angelica Cubley was arrested Thursday on a warrant. She's scheduled to be arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. 26-year-old Timothy Ortiz of Strongsville is also charged. Each faces 14 counts of criminal mischief and criminal trespass. Canton police say the two entered properties without permission to film the interiors for social media clout on an unspecified date. The Arlington School District projecting growing budget shortfalls with cash reserves expected to turn negative by 2030. Board of Education Thursday approved a five-year financial forecast showing expenses rising faster than revenue. Property tax reform also expected to reduce district revenue through taxpayer credits with an impact of nearly $1.6 million annually. Forecast shows roughly $490,000 in deficit spending next year, growing to $5.8 million by 2031. A $2 million levy could help pay for needed road and bridge projects in Paris Township. Trustees recently approved putting the five-year levy before voters on the November 3rd ballot. It would generate about $258,000 a year and cost $70 for each $100,000 of market value. Trustees say current funding is not sufficient. Records from across Columbiana County will soon have a new home and a secure archives facility in Lisbon. County Commissioner Tim Ginter says the $7.2 million project is expected to reach substantial completion in the next 2 weeks. The building was delayed by a fire suppression system issue, which has now been resolved. The Morning Journal reports shelving is being installed, with the facility expected to open sometime next month. Woman was hospitalized after being stabbed early Friday morning. Police in Youngstown called to a Cassius Avenue home on the east side around 3:30. WKBN-TV reports the victim, who was 8 months pregnant, was stabbed in the side by another woman who had been kicked out of the home. Victim's injuries were not life-threatening. Suspect suffered a knife wound to her hand. Both women were taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. The attacker is expected to be charged with felonious assault. State Attorney General's office says a Youngstown woman billed Medicaid for services that were never provided. 58-year-old Yvette Johnson Woodall is accused of defrauding the program of more than $83,000 between April 2021 and February of this year. The Attorney General's office says Johnson Woodall billed Medicaid for four clients, though no services were provided. She's one of six people charged with Medicaid fraud in Franklin County Common Pleas Court. Cases were investigated by the State Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit.